Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Ben Johnson celebrating for the Bears, top of the NFC. Welcome to the Sportscast, December 1st, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our, on all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. It was a long football Thanksgiving weekend from college football to the NFL to a Black Friday game. And joining us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Mr. Dan Madden, welcome back to The Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be here. Yeah, it was a lot of turkey eating and football watching for sure. The long weekend there, so
quite something.
Pros and cons
of some things, and we're seeing the AFC all shape out a little bit, NFC as well. But let's first start with the game of the weekend: 49ers beating the Browns 26-8. Jador Sanders completed 8 of his first 11 passes, but struggled in the second half. Dan, what happened? And should Shador be still to be the starter?
Yeah, you know, I see the same thing every week with the Browns. It seems like they play good in the first half. They kind of suck you in and think that you got a chance to win. I mean, they were winning going in the half, but then they kind of gave up some yards to get a field goal by the Niners. So they ended up going in the half 10-8. Felt pretty good at halftime. About Junkins, the running game was going strong. Time of possession was good. And then it just all fell apart. I mean, it wasn't all on Sanders. He missed some connections. But the special teams coordinator needed to be fired immediately. I mean, giving up a 60-yard return, set him up in great field position to go in for core. A botched punt put him up in scoring position. Just awful. And Kevin Stefanski, I have never seen somebody go for it on their own 35-yard line, only down 2 points. And then they run this gadget play with the tight end direct snap that no one was realizing what was going on. They had to snap it real quick. Of course, he botched it and gave him great field position. So all can't put it all on Sanders. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty performance there in the second half. But they're going – they announced that they're going to go with him week 14. See, it is a winnable game. The Titans, probably the only winnable game left on their schedule. So I guess they're going to see what they have. I mean, I think from the top, I think everyone needs to be fired after the season. We'll see what they do.
Speaking about Shador, I sent you an article before the game that morning, yeah. And it was saying that the Browns organization is looking at Shador, not saying the franchise quarterback, but being that starter for the rest of the season, I guess. What are your thoughts over that? Is that something, even after yesterday's loss?
I'm hearing the same thing. I mean, I think that they saw enough with Dylan Gabriel. I mean, at least with Shador, he's able to throw the ball down the field and at least try. Not always accurate. I mean, he missed a touchdown pass to Judy in the first half this week, but at least he's taking those shots. With Dylan Gabriel, you're just kind of getting this dink and dunk. I think there's visions over the line with his height. So I think they've seen enough there to say, you know, I don't know if Shador's the answer, but we're going to roll with him the rest of the year and see what they do next year. I really think they need to get two wide receivers in the first round. I like Tate from Ohio State. I think they just need some more firepower. The running back's good. Tight end's good from last draft. The rookies are playing well. Offensive weapons. They just need to get some more firepower. You know, Judy, a lot of drops. I mean, he just doesn't look good. He didn't in Denver. And I think they need to move on from him too, because he's just not working out.
Yeah, Browns only generates 76 offensive yards after halftime, so not enough to beat the Niners. How do you think about this Niners team? You think they're a legit team? Well, you saw Brock Purdy had 168 yards, McCaffrey only 53.
Yeah, they were able to keep him in check. I do think, you know, they're going to be tough down the stretch. You know, but McCaffrey's probably going to have to get a little more production in the run game moving forward.
Yeah, only 53 yards, which is pretty low on my opinion. So not that explosive, but it was a win for the Niners, 9-4. Very good for them. But this is quite something, Dan. Let me go back into my show notes here. But the NFC, defending champions Eagles, are flailing. And the rock solid Rams are 9-3, just showed that they are prone to a bad loss. But what are your thoughts over the NFC so far? I mean, like people are saying the Rams are the best team in the NFC, maybe in the league, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely, you know, have a strong upside. I mean, it's up for grabs right now. I mean, it could go anywhere. But you know, I think right now I think the Rams have the best shot.
And Bears are 9-3, top of the NFC. Can they be trusted? Are they having an easy schedule? I mean, are they the real deal?
I think they're the real deal. I mean, it's amazing what a new coach and that culture change. I mean, for him to rip off his, I mean, he's a man's coach. I mean, he just wants to be one of the guys, and they bought in, and the Bears are winning these close games. They had all these close games last year, but they could not close them out. They're winning, finding a way to win these close games this year. And that's been the difference.
Yeah, you're right. They were not able to go over the hump there. Seahawks are 9-3, 49ers 9-4, Packers 8-3-1, Bucks are the other teams in playoff position. Do you think these teams are going to stay in that position, or do you think they might flail out and maybe the Lions might go up, or the Cowboys?
I'm not sold on the Lions. I mean, they're just having an awful year. I think that'll stay intact. I think it'll be a three-team race there. For sure. But yeah, it's the Lions. What a disappointment this year.
Cowboys. It feels like ESPN talks about them a lot too much.
Yeah, no, that's what that's America's team. So they feel like they got to talk about them every 5 minutes.
I mean, they're a good team. They got two good wide receivers. I don't really see them win a playoff game. They could make the playoffs, but I don't see them like winning a playoff game.
Well, you know, we'll see the Dak, the real Dak, show up. Will the real Dak please stand up? We see what that does in December. So,
exactly. And the Colts have gone from the best team in the league to seeding control. The Jaguars beat them yesterday, which we'll go in more into detail. But what do you think about the AFC? You think the Broncos are the best team, or the Patriots, or is it really? Well, the Colts are three.
Yeah. Yeah, the Colts just are falling quickly, I think the Denver. I would give the nod to them right now.
Best team in the league. Yeah, the Colts are right in the middle, on the messy middle, they call it, with the Bills, Chargers, and Texans, Chiefs, Ravens, and Steelers. How about the Texans? That is remarkable what they're doing. They could do with any quarterback, apparently.
Yeah, no. I mean, they got a lot of weapons. That most of their assets come from the Cleveland Browns. So, thank you for you're welcome for that. But yeah, no. Chubb's getting it going. He's showing that he's not washed up. Had a touchdown this past week. But yeah, no. They're peaking at the right time with you know, people, the next man up mentality right there.
Yep. And as Dan said, Broncos have won 9 straight games to leapfrog the Patriots into first place, but they continue to fly under the radar. They kind of went too close. They barely beat the Commanders last night. They're winning ugly, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely winning ugly. I mean, they're going to have to clean a lot of that up down the stretch. You know, you're not going to get those ugly wins every single week.
You can't do that. But we'll see. It's working out for them so far. But week 13 was good. A lot of answers. And we got some recapping going. Actually, wrong music. We got to recap, not preview week 14. So let's go on to the first Thanksgiving game. We're going all back to Thursday. The Packers and Lions. This game was interesting. Jordan Love converted a pair of fourth downs, Dan, with scoring passes in the first half and finished with a career high, matching 4 touchdown throws, leading the Green Bay Packers to a 31-24 win over the Lions.
Yeah, Jordan Love is having a great year. I mean, he's you know, putting the ball on the money. He's just finding a way to get these wins, and you know, big disappointment on the national stage for the Lions. They are just kind of having a bad year, and Packers, you know, Love is playing his best football right now.
You think the Lions issue was losing those two coordinators or not really?
Yeah, I mean, what else could it be? I mean, yeah I mean, it has to be.
And they're trying to bring back the type player Ragnow back, and then he couldn't play because he had a bad hamstring.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, everything's going wrong there.
Chiefs, Cowboys, Dak Prescott threw for 2 touchdowns, Dan. Malik Davis sprinted 43 yards for a score, and the Cowboys overcame 2 fourth down touchdown throws from Patrick Mahomes to a 31-28 on Thanksgiving Day victory over the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs era is coming to an end. You know, maybe Taylor could write a song about that, but you know, it's you know, Cowboys, I mean, Dak had a great game, and you know, you just expect the Chiefs to find a way to win these types of games. And I saw somebody do like an Instagram post that like it's all scripted, and that me and Taylor turned down the Super Bowl, that they're like, hey, we're going to hold a couple of those bad calls back for the Chiefs and not give them these close wins because Taylor said no to Roger Goodell for the Super Bowl. So
I have not seen that script. It's quite possible might be flowing around in Dallas. Let's go to Thanksgiving night. Joe Burrow is back and came back to win. He threw 2 second half touchdown passes for Cincinnati, and the Bengals snapped Baltimore's 5-game winning streak with 32-14 victory over the fumble-prone Ravens on Thursday night. Was it worth Burrow come back, and can they make the playoffs?
You know, it's such an open division right now. So I think that played
Steelers
a part.
Steelers are 6-6.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there is a chance. I mean, the Steelers aren't exactly setting the world on fire here. So there is a chance that they can still make it. So I think that's why he probably came back. Otherwise, you say, hey, I'm going to rest, no sense risking anything for next year.
I knew that was going to happen with the Steelers. You know, Aaron Rodgers 41. You can't, yeah. You cannot deny that. Let's go to Black Friday football. Kyle Manungai rushed for 130 yards, Dan, and a touchdown. DeAndre Swift ran for 125 yards and a score. And Chicago finished with 281 yards on the ground to win its 5th straight game. 24-15 over reeling Philadelphia. Was that the worthwhile to take off your shirt?
Yeah, no, he was just wanted to send a statement that, you know, that he's one of them, and he's real, and he could celebrate with his team. And I think they buy into him and his energy. I think that's what this team needed. And the Bears are playing great football right now. They're finding a way to win these close games. Williams is looking good. And Eagles only dropping 15 points. It's somewhat concerning, I mean, with their offense. So they're going to have to figure that out in a hurry down the stretch.
Yeah, they got weapons, so they can figure things out and turn things around. Let's go to Miami. Minkah Fitzpatrick had a fumble recovery and an interception, helping Miami knock off Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints 21-17 for the 3rd consecutive victory. They won ugly, but it wins a win.
Yeah, exactly. He's fighting for his job here for sure, and he's finding a way to do it. You know, at the end of the year, you know, you kind of expect them to beat the Saints, but you know, they were able to get that done.
Quite something, because I heard McDaniel should stay because he's kind of like handcuffed with Tua. So Tua has that big contract, so I think he's safe, I would say, for now at least. Let's go to Indianapolis. The game of the week where a field goal was called, but it wasn't really a field goal. It was no good. Nico Collins ran 7 yards for the tie-breaking score early in the fourth quarter. Nick Chubb added another touchdown run, and Houston's defense came up again with a late stop to help the Texans preserve a 2016 victory over the slumping Indianapolis Colts. But the officiating was bad in this game, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't have that. You know, you're seeing it, you know, in a few games, it seems like every week on this, and it definitely needs to be cleaned up. But, you know, Texans, I mean, they're playing great. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You know, if you could run the ball, and it seems like Chubb's getting his stride now and getting back, and if you can have a two-headed monster down the stretch here, I mean, they're going to be hard to beat. Disappointing for the Colts. I mean, going on this losing streak here when, I mean, heck, just a few weeks ago, we were saying Colts to the Super Bowl and Daniels is the MVP and how things change in a couple weeks. I mean, this is how messed up this NFL is this year. I mean, any team can win the Super Bowl. There's no team that you're like, oh, this team's got it already. I mean, it could be anybody. I mean, any given Sunday right now.
I agree. I think the pass favorites, the Chiefs, are not going to win it. And Eagles are like the only ones for the past couple of years that could win it, but we'll see. You think the Texans can win this division?
They could. I mean, I can't remember if there was ever a time in my life, I mean, that or the last near, you know, the last 5-10 years, we're like, you know, you don't have a hunch who's getting to the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, these two teams, this is who's going to win it all. And you know, the last 5 years were like Chiefs are there. This year, it's up in the air.
It's up in the air. I agree. And remember, the Colts cannot win in Jacksonville. Keep that in mind. Jets at Falcons. Nick Folk lined a 56-yarder through a heavy mist as time expired to lead the New York Jets past the Atlanta Falcons 27-24 on Sunday. Tyrod Taylor went 19 of 33 for 172 yards. The Jets are winning. The Falcons, they go up and down, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like Jekyll and Hyde. You never know what Falcon you're going to get, you know. But, big win for the Jets. I mean, they're finding a way here down the stretch to get some Ws.
Let's go to Carolina. Carolina team, this is not the Carolina of old, I think. Bryce Young completed 15 of 20 passes, Dan, for 206 yards in 3 touchdowns, 2 of them coming in 4th down, including a go-ahead 43-yarder to rookie Tyra McMillan with 6 minutes, 34 seconds left, and the Panthers forced 3 Matt Stafford turnovers to beat the Rams 31-28 on Sunday. Don't underestimate the Panthers.
No, absolutely. And you want to talk about a comeback story. I mean, this is the comeback kid of the year. I mean, I was on this show last year, you know, saying, oh, this kid's washed up. He's a bust. And he has just gotten so much better. And this is the world we live in the NFL that a rookie doesn't perform in 3 games, they're like, oh, he's done. Same like with Shador. You got to be paid. You just can't throw him, you know, you got to get him his weapons. You got to get him comfortable. And we're just so quick. We're instant gratification world, and this just shows to be patient, and he's got these Panthers playing great.
Quite something. Let's go to Tennessee, the worst team in the NFL. Trevor Lawrence threw for 229 yards and 2 touchdowns, and the Jaguars beat the Titans 25-3 on Sunday for their 3rd straight victory.
Yeah, no, the Jaguars, you know, obviously you would expect them to win this game. Good game for Lawrence. I mean, he's kind of had an up and down year. You know, Titans, I'm looking forward to playing them this week. Maybe the Browns could get back in the win column.
Quite something. Let's go to the Seahawks and Minnesota. With 6 games left, the Seahawks linebacker Ernest Jones IV already has a career-high 4 picks, including the one he returned 85 yards on Sunday for the first touchdown of his career. That was the first of 5 takeaways by Seattle's dominant defense as the Seattle blanked the Vikings 26-0 for the first shutout victory in more than 10 years or so.
Yeah, not a good day for the rookie quarterback for sure, coming in there and you know, not having a great game. But Seahawks, you know, they played well, good defense, getting some turnovers for sure.
Quite so. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Josh Allen threw for a touchdown and ran for another. Joey Bosa sacked Aaron Rodgers to spring Christian Benford for a game-tilting 17-yard scoop and a score. The Bills set an Acrisure Stadium record by piling up 249 yards rushing while whipping the reeling Steelers.
Yeah, so this game was really close. I watched, you know, a lot of the first half, but it was really close. And then the Steelers just folded offensively, and the Bills just were able to get things going offensively. And, you know, I don't know what the Steelers are going to do. I mean, I live pretty close to Pittsburgh, and there a lot of people are calling for a change at the top. And we've been talking about on the show for the last couple years that something's got to change. I mean, Rodgers is in it, and I don't think this scheme, the Steelers' old mentality, is working in the modern NFL era. So we'll see what they do here this offseason.
And the fans were booing for Mike Tomlin to be fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've had enough for sure.
It's crazy. Well, I'd like to see what Joey back at Donut says tonight in the Steelers Talk Donut Back podcast. Let's go to Los Angeles. Justin Herbert threw touchdown passes to Quentin Johnson and Ladd McConkey, and Kamani Vidal made a 59-yard scoring run during a 31-14 victory over the spiraling Raiders. And Herbert has injured his non-throwing hand. Might need surgery. Well, actually, we'll get surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's concerning if you're a Chargers fan for sure, because, I mean, he's been playing out of his mind here as of late. So that's somewhat concerning how they do down the stretch. And, you know, I guess the only upside for the Raiders right now is they got a Superman in Brock Bowers. I mean, he had this catch that was like basically on the ground, one-handed, that he caught. I mean, he's the real deal. So hopefully they can figure out something else for him in the future.
He's the only good receiver for that team, apparently.
So yeah.
Let's go Sunday Night Football. This game was closer than I thought, but the new contract, Nick Bonito, batted away Marcus Mariota's pass in overtime to deny Washington in a two-point conversion, and the Denver Broncos held on for their ninth straight victory, a 27-26 thriller Sunday night. Winning ugly, Dan.
Yeah, no, they are winning ugly. And last year, they, like, similar to the Bears, I mean, they were losing a lot of these close games. So this year, they're finding a way to win. And a lot of second-half comebacks seems like this year for that, too. So, you know, Knicks is the real deal.
Quite something. So let's look at the standings again in the hunt for the AFC: Broncos, Patriots, Jaguars, Ravens, Chargers, Colts, and Bills at 7. On the bubble are the Texans, Steelers, Chiefs, Dolphins, Bengals, Jets, and Browns. Dan, your Browns are on the hunt, apparently.
On the bubble. Yeah, right. And one more win, that's next week, and then it's all downhill from there.
And then for the but from these other teams in the AFC, do you see anyone squeezing in? I mean, the Texans are for sure could squeeze in.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking the Texans has a legit shot, and maybe the Cowboys. I mean, possible. I don't think the Chiefs. I but you know, you never know. I mean, as long as Mahomes is back there, I mean, there's miraculous things that can happen.
You know the sportscast mantra: you never could go against Mahomes.
Better. Yeah, exactly.
And look at the NFC. You got the Bears, Rams, Eagles, Bucks, Seahawks, Packers, Niners, Lions, Cowboys, and since Cowboys could make it in, at the Panthers, Falcons, Vikings, Commanders. So we'll see what happens next couple of weeks. Eliminated are the Cardinals, Saints, and Giants, and the AFC Raiders and Titans. We got one more game tonight, Dan. Monday Night Football. The New York Giants at the Patriots. This is going to be a high-rating game.
Yeah, I like the Patriots in this one. I think they're playing great football right now. Sorry, my kids are going crazy in the background, so that's the life of a a dad.
It's a Cleveland Brown thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's no crying in football unless you have kids. No.
Well, there you have it. So tonight, Dan, you got the Patriots?
I do.
I think the Patriots. I don't see this as a trap game like the Panthers and the Rams. So I'm going for New England. They're hot right now. So we'll see what happens. Well, there you go. One more game till this week of 13, then back to normal this week. Dan, what's the best way to reach you online, and where can they see your visual?
Yeah, I did another Browns mini monologue funeral this past week. Dan the Funeral Man, TikTok, X, and then Instagram. So Danimal 2478 on X, but you can find me on TikTok and Instagram.
They're great videos, and get the good ends of what's going on in Cleveland. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting tonight throughout the game, and let's see what happens. Adam Thielen got away from Minnesota, so he is a free agent right now.
So maybe he needs to be picked up for sure. He's tough.
All right, there you have it. This was your update.